Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, The Hill, Forbes, etc. We come now to the Great Resignation, which is getting a lot of attention because people are leaving their jobs. But where are they going? They're not disappearing. They're not being abducted by alien spacecraft. They are, in fact, turning into freelancers. And, Gene, is this the next story of small business, that I had a good job, I had a salary, something happened, and now I'm a success? Is that where we're going in a couple of years, Gene?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to say I feel bad for big companies, but, you know, during COVID, when all the lockdowns and all the fear and uncertainty was going on, companies, for the most part, unless they were in a really hard hit industry, like, again, retail or restaurants, they did, you know, hold on to their employees. They did their best to keep their employees employed, kept them at home, you know, working from home, all that kind of stuff. Well, the payback they're getting now is a little brutal, because a lot of these employees that have been working from home, they were getting their jobs done, and then they were turning around and they were doing side gigs and starting up their own little businesses, and or at least putting together business plans. And in 2020, we had the highest number of new business applications ever recorded, and that trend continued through most of 2021. Not only that, but the purchase and sales of existing businesses have been significantly increasing this year and are projected to go at record high levels in 2022 and 2023, as a lot of entrepreneurs are turning around and saying, instead of starting a business from scratch, why don't I buy an existing one? These are all former employees. So one of the upsides to this Great Resignation is that people are leaving their jobs. They got to do something. Many of them are starting to realize their dreams by becoming their own entrepreneurs. A certain percentage of them will realize that they're not very good at it and will have to return to their jobs. But another percentage of them will hopefully have some staying power, and they will employ people in the future and build wealth. So the whole disruption in the labor market that we're seeing right now, which is such a headache for so many employers, is going to turn into an opportunity, I think, for a lot of would-be entrepreneurs. And then what will happen is those entrepreneurs, John, will grow. Well, they have to hire employees, and then their employees will give them the same headaches that they gave their employers back in 2021. So what goes around comes around.
You have an excellent column in The Guardian about eminent domain. This is the authority of municipalities or governments to take land or property from small businesses for other purposes. And you write that small businesses must adjust because you're not going to win this fight. Adjust how, Gene?
Yeah, you're to insult the intelligence of all, you know, if you're listening to this right now, just so we're all clear, eminent domain means that the government can come in, offer you a fair price, as they determine, to buy your business because they need your property, your land for the public good. And the article that I wrote in The Guardian, you know, laid out a few examples of that's going on currently in businesses around the country. And it's sad, but it is just happening. And if you're a small business and you get that letter from the government saying, you know, we're coming, we need your land because we're building a highway or a public utility or whatever, you know, I can assure you that it's going to happen. You can fight it, but you're not going to win because eminent domain cases overwhelmingly go in favor of the government. So what do you do? First of all, you definitely want to hire some type of legal representation and even work with maybe a nonprofit group, and you can Google them that help business owners facing eminent domain situations. They'll argue for you. They're going to lose, but at least they'll buy you some time. And you have to face up to the reality. If you are facing an eminent domain issue, this is not something that usually just happens overnight. Every case of my own clients, John, that have been in eminent domain situations, they were made aware of it before they got official notice. And then after they got official notice, there was some time that went by, months, even years, before it actually really happened. So you got to have a plan B. You have to understand that the minute that you start sniffing that there's an eminent domain issue, that the government could be coming in, they want your property, and you can see the writing on the wall, you've got to make sure that you've got an alternative plan, because you will lose, and you're going to have to, you know, negotiate the best price you can for your business and find another location. That is just the reality of eminent domain cases.
Oh, good advice. Buy it when you see it. This is for Christmas. What does that mean, Gene?
Well, basically means that, you know, twofold. For consumers, grab the goods now because they're going to go off the shelves. This gets back to what we talked about earlier about the retailers. They're trying to sell their stuff in because they know they're facing big shortages as they get closer to the holidays. So if you're a consumer, you want to buy it. And the same thing with a business. I you know, there's one thing that I've learned from smart business owners during these inflationary times, John. They're buying, my clients, they are buying inventory. They're buying property. They're buying equipment because as prices are going up, you can buy something now and you know it's going to be, you know, a higher price, 5-10% maybe in the next year. And you can sell it for that amount. So they're buying low. So both for consumers and businesses, you know, we should be on a buying frame of mind now because in a rising state of inflation, you want to try and grab things at the lowest cost, first of all, before they disappear altogether. But more importantly, from a business standpoint, that you are buying things that, you know, you're going to resell and you want to keep those costs low. And one final thing, John, I have to mention this. If you're looking for financing, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program by the Small Business Administration is going to end at the end of December. You are eligible. If you're anywhere in this country as a small business, you should apply for one of those loans because now, thanks to the president's new vaccine mandates, you can actually take some of the proceeds of those loans and pay off existing debt, which can free up capital for you to buy more inventory. So apply for an EIDL at SBA.gov. There, I got it in.
The vaccines. You have a story that suggests that the vaccine mandate, which is now in the courts and much disputed, is not only going to be for companies with more than 100, but for companies with less than 100, all the way down to small, Gene. What do we think is happening?
Maybe. Right now, this was from Fox Business. It was reporting that OSHA has been making rumblings that, you know, the rules might change sometime in the future where businesses with less than 100 employees are going to have to satisfy the president's vaccine mandates. So I think we all have to be prepared that that could become reality. Couple thoughts on the vaccine mandates, John. If you are, you know, needing to be in compliance, you really want to get your ducks in order now. Work with your payroll company, communicate to your employees. I know there's a lot of lawsuits out there, so you can, you know, take a little bit of time, but it's still happening, so you have to be taking steps. Your biggest risk, John, if you're a business owner, is not that the Department of Labor or OSHA is going to come after you. Somebody's going to report you in your company. Some employee that is, you know, you're concerned about COVID and has an issue with how you're handling these mandates, you're not going fast enough, that's the person that's going to turn around and report you. And the government is relying on those whistleblowers to do just that. So you really want to make sure that you've, you know, that you're doing your best to comply. And two quick things. Remember, this is right now for employers with more than 100 employees. So if you can get your payroll down under 100, that would really help. It doesn't apply to remote workers. So if you want to send people home to work, those people wouldn't have to be compliant with this rule. And finally, I do have some clients that are converting some employees to independent contractors just to get around this vaccine mandate. Now, I'm not saying that's the good solution or not. You got to talk to your accountant or your lawyer because there's rules. but it might be a solution for you if you can convert some of your people into 1099 or independent contractors, get them off your payroll. They're no longer employees or contractors, at least for the short term, until these mandates, we figure out what's going to happen with them in the future.
We have about a minute, Gene, and there's a warning from a HR expert that companies that are insisting on office work, showing up, this and this and this, are going to lose out in the competition for employees. The employees are in charge of their hours now, not the company.
I'm just going to say this. You know, I spoke to an association of credit union CEOs, John, in Charleston, like last week, and there were three CEOs in the group that were adamant that their employees come into work. And they made a very persuasive argument that that contributes to the culture of their company, and I get it. But I do tell you, John, if you're not offering a work from home option in your company, like those CEOs, they really are going to be losing out on some good talent because people do expect it. So, you have to have some type of work from home option if you really want to stay competitive for good people.
Gene, what small businesses have to solve in these next months is amazing. The vaccine, back to work, inflation, supply chain, absentees, and then people saying, listen, I don't need this grief, and walking out the door when you're in the middle of your Christmas season. All for Small Business of America is nothing but melodrama.
And I hear you. Well, you know what, John? That's why we get paid the big bucks.
Gene Marks of the Guardian newspaper, UK, US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.